Item 14, to allow residents of Mong Kok to enjoy fresh air. Sponsored or submitted by Marijuana Shipping, we have got a reply from EPD already tabled. Let us welcome Mr. Y.S. Yam from the EPD. He represents the EPD in reply to Ms. Wong's paper. Any supplement from you, Ms. Wong? Certainly. First, I want to thank the EPD. Well, I didn't have the opportunity to have a joint debate of this item and the waste management blueprint, but I'm grateful to the Secretary for taking away my submission or my paper. All right, catalytic converters. Now, people are rather suspicious of the real effect of catalytic converters. People are saying that they are not really useful, and I understand that parts, some similar devices have been fitted into franchised buses. According to the media, they are not effective. I'd like to know whether that's the case. And regarding the setting up of low emission zones, the previous government promised to set up low emission zones in Mong Kok. May I remind the TD and EPD that if low emission zones are to be established in busy parts of Mong Kok, please do not just choose places like Nathan Road where there are a lot of business activities going on. I think you should take care of places like Portland Road, Shanghai Street, and Canton Road, etc. If you just choose sections of Nathan Road, I'm worried that older vehicles would use our inner streets as an alternative, and the filthy air is trapped there forever. You claimed that later on there might be electrical franchise buses introduced, and if you're indeed going to have low emission zones in Mong Kok, please take care of the situation of the inner streets in Mong Kok. Thank you. The scheme to help taxis and PLBs to have catalytic converters installed. I'd like to say that these are very different from what are for the franchised buses. The technical specifications and effectiveness have to be certified before they can be used. So this is the first answer. My answer to the first question. And the second question is low emission zones. I think our paper has explained what the low emission zones are about. Please refer to page 2.3 of our reply. Our target is to set up trial points for low emission zones in busy districts such as Central, Causeway Bay, and Mong Kok. Ms. Wong referred to the possible impact on the older areas of these busy sections. Will they be affected by the old diesel vehicles? The government's intention is to phase out all old diesel vehicles. So that they won't give out filthy air in our urban areas. And this is not being considered by the Legislative Council. The intention is to phase them out by the 1st of January 2016. I'm talking about pre-Euro vehicles. Then we address the problem caused by the old diesel vehicles. Thank you. Ms. Wong. Allow me to respond. You told us that there would be financial subsidy to help them in order to phase out all diesel vehicles. But looking at the figures you give, I don't think the scheme is very effective. please relay our concerns to more senior officials for their consideration. Otherwise, you cannot check each and every vehicle to see whether it is an old mate or not. Or for the buses, you should discuss with the bus companies the routing of each and every service to ensure that they would not go into the inner streets. And I know that for electrical buses, they will be introduced starting from the second part of 2014. Will you choose some sections or some roads in Yao Chim Mong as a start? You plan to phase out the old diesel vehicles by 2016. You're using different incentives, such as subsidy, to make this happen. I don't think this is going to be effective unless you legislate to phase them out by 2016. And for low-emission zones, Ms. Wong Shuming referred to the last government. Well, I think it was mentioned in Donald Zhang's policy address. He mentioned low-emission zones, not for buses in particular, whereas in your reply, you highlight low-emission zones for buses. But what about other vehicles? If you have not tackled the other vehicles, then you are not really solving the problem.
I think the Transport Department and the EPD can make reference to other cities such as London, where they charge something for entering the town center, and this apply to the private vehicles and buses. If you don't do this, pollution along Nathan Road will still be serious. We have fewer smokers nowadays, and yet lung cancer is still a big problem because I think smoking the filthy air in Mong Kok is more dangerous. Any further questions? Mr. Yang, I'll respond to the two members in one go. I thank the members for supporting the government's program to phase out highly polluting old diesel vehicles. As set out in the reply, it's exactly the objective, the goal of the government to phase out pre-Euro, Euro 1, Euro 2, and Euro 3 diesel vehicles. We have already set the target dates to completely phase out these vehicles. Turning to the setting or the destination of low emission zones, in such zones, buses will have to be of Euro 4 or higher standards. At the same time, older diesel vehicles will be phased out. And the objective members want to achieve can be achieved. As for electric buses or battery-driven buses, as we explained in the reply, the government will provide has already provided a subsidy for a fleet of 36 e-bus which will be put on trial. We are still making the necessary arrangements. Details will come later with regard to the trial scheme. I will provide the information to members in due course. They are still arranging for the trial scheme. Alright, if there are no other comments, then I think that's it for this item.